Hi, Dawn. How are you?
Hi, Ryan. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. I know Superman does good. I'm doing well. Welcome to another laborious episode of Learning ABCs.
All about cryptids.
I am Ryan.
I'm Dawn.
And I just want everyone to... What?
What?
No, I just want everyone to like the fire up their Patreon machines and get ready, because for this episode, we're going to the Bahamas.
Yes.
That's right. We're going to the Bahamas.
This makes a lot more sense. Before we started recording, Ryan told me we needed to save money for me to get plastic surgery. Now I understand why.
I didn't say that we needed to save money. You said that you needed more money for plastic surgery, which I think you don't need.
Well, thank you, but I think I would like to get my meatball eyes fixed.
Unfortunately, even in the advances of modern medicine, meatball eyes is not a curable condition. Science hasn't figured out the cure for meatball eyes.
All right, well.
I've heard that if you put them in the oven, they make French fries.
What?
But.
Okay.
All right, so this doesn't have to do with anything about cryptids, but just to explain that a little bit, when I was a child, I had a babysitter who was a boy.
Okay.
And his name was Eddie.
Okay.
And my brother and I called him Eddie Spaghetti.
Well, obviously.
And so then we made an entire rhyme out of it, and it was Eddie Spaghetti, meatball eyes, put them in the oven, make French fries.
Oh, my goodness. So actually, you were complimenting me because I was on the same level as your fun, edible babysitter.
Yes, exactly. So Eddie, if you're listening... Thanks for listening. All right. So we're 3 minutes in.
I am so sorry.
We're 3 minutes in, and now we're going to talk about a cryptid. The Bahamas are home to the Blue Holes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your mom. They are known to house an extensive underwater cave system.
Awesome.
This is our first aquatic cryptid.
Well, this is going to segue nicely into something we do later.
Oh. Go swimming?
Well, it is thunderstorming right now. Can you hear the thunder? I hope so.
Can you hear the thunder? It is here in these natural structures that it is said a sea monster called the Lusca lives.
Ooh,
or the Lusca. I don't know how. It's L-U-S-C-A. Lusca? Lusca?
Yeah, I like Lusca.
Lusca?
Let's go with that. Lucy Lusca.
It has been suggested by cryptozoologists that the Lusca is a giant octopus, far larger than the known giant octopuses and squids. The legend also said that it was half shark, half octopus.
Oh, heck yeah. I'm down.
So, many reports of the creature are from the Blue Holes off of Andros, an island in the Bahamas. On January 18th, 2011, the body of what appeared to witnesses to be a giant octopus washed ashore on Grand Bahama Island in the Bahamas. This seems redundant. Grand Bahama Island in Illinois. Like, according to eyewitness reports, the remains seem to represent only a portion of the head and mouth of the original creature. Based on their knowledge of octopus morphology, local fishermen estimated the total size of the creature when living to be some 20 to 30 feet.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
It's like the size of our house.
Yeah, it's probably the size of our house. What?
Well, I'm just thinking the length, because this room is like 10 feet. Well, maybe half hour.
It's not, yeah, okay. It's not.
Okay, well, that's still a big octopus.
It's still a big, yeah, right. Definitely, I thought you were being crazy exaggeratory again, like, that's as big as our house! The blue hole that is in the Bahamas is called Dean's Blue Hole.
The Dean!
I wish that there was a visual element of this podcast, because that was a pretty dead-on accurate impression of the Dean!
Yeah, he's the best.
He is the best. Dean Pelton, Community, love you.
Yeah, if you're not watching Community, turn off this podcast and
go watch
it.
So Dean's Blue Hole is the second deepest blue hole in the world, with an underwater entrance at 202 meters.
Oh, Jeffrey.
Which is 663 feet.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right. I did also appreciate that Dean joke as well. The disappearance of swimmers and cave divers in the area is sometimes attributed to the Luska, and some sources claim locals have been witness to the Luska snatching people off the decks of boats.
Oh, man.
In the same vein, the disappearances of entire boats have also been blamed on the Luska. And finally, some sources claim that local fishermen will pass by the blue holes in silence, fearing the noise will attract the creatures.
Oh, man, it's like a quiet place.
Exactly. Go ahead.
What, maybe you're going to get to this later on, so I don't want to like kill the momentum. But like, to what extent do they think this could just be like a giant squid, like an actual...
Yeah, they do. That's probably the number one theory going right now, is that because the colossal squid is a real thing, and that's bigger than the giant squid.
Right.
And so some people, you know, are saying that this is just a colossal octopus.
Okay.
Which is a, now that I'm saying it out loud, say that.
Colossal octopus?
Isn't that a great thing to say?
It is. I don't know why your band's not named that.
Oh, man.
All right. Start a new band.
All right. I'm starting. I'm sorry, Dawn. Apologize to Abby for me. I'm starting a new band just to use the name Colossal Octopus.
Maybe she'll be in your band.
Aw. That's the name of Abby and I's band.
Aw.
All right.
I've eaten octopus before, by the way. It's really good. It tastes like steak.
Congratulations.
No, it's really good. Legitimately.
All right. That's enough out of you. so
I could feel the tentacles, though.
Yeah, I bet you could.
But it tasted really delicious.
I sincerely doubt
that.
No,
you're wrong. It tasted like steak.
Probably because it was prepared next to a steak and absorbed the flavors thereof.
I would be okay with that.
So, but the thing is that, like, you know, octopuses are like, they have, like, the pod at the top and then, like, the tentacles. Allegedly, the reason why it's like some people believe it's half shark, half octopus is because it's more like, imagine a great white shark's head, but instead of like the fins at the back, it's tentacles at the back. And
so
it's like,
you're describing a squid, a colossal squid.
Right. But I feel like on a squid, isn't the faces on the front?
Yeah, but I guess I'm still picturing that sort of like quasi pointy head looking thing.
Right,
and I'm
okay.
just assuming people are misseeing a squid and assuming it's a shark, because people love to let their imaginations run away with them.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
People love
it. Yes, they do.
No, but so like, but the thing is that I am not a marine biologist. I'm just a regular biologist.
Okay.
I'm just a regular biologist. I was going to say I'm in the FBI. I'm a female biologist inspector. I don't know. That was dumb. I'm cutting that out. People report seeing it swimming, I guess, not up and down, but like swimming like a shark.
Oh, okay.
So like it's swimming horizontally.
Mm-hmm.
And
like
that's why, right. And that's why, again, I don't know, but I guess it would make sense for a squid to swim that way too. I mean, how does it get around? Does it just like hop up and down like Mario in the water, like going side to side, like he's a side-scrolling animal?
It does. Is this what your thesis was on when
this,
you became
yes,
a marine biologist?
When I became, yeah. How does a squid move?
Like
Let
Mario.
Me count the ways. It was my other one was on octopus. There was 8 sections.
Stop it. You're the worst.
So that's what you know, the difference. But some people are saying that it could have. I don't know if I put this in the notes here or not, but some people have said that it is just a shark, but like water, you know, obscure, like made it look like tentacles, but it really is just a shark.
Or it's a shark wearing a hula skirt.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely a Hawaiian shark. Yeah. Okay.
I don't think that's unreasonable.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, with all the junk that's in the sea, it probably could have just swam through it and got stuck on there.
Oh.
Yeah, and now it's not so cute and funny, is it?
That's a downer.
Save the oceans, folks. So, But yeah, so the other thing why it's possibly elusive is that there are like this insane network of underwater mm-hmm. caves down there. So it's not like they can just be like...
Right. He has a home to go to.
So in 2005, it was reported by an underwater photographer that he was attacked by an octopus he described as being 50 feet long. Now, when the photographer put his camera out in front of him to protect himself, the octopus took the camera and disappeared into a cave.
Yo, cryptids love to be cartoonish.
I just like, you know, like yoink. Yoink. Perfect. Perfect. And now if you go on, it's like insufferable. Like that octopus is just selfies all the time on Instagram. Oh, it's just insufferable.
I think you should actually start an Instagram for this octopus.
Does this sucker make me look fat? I don't know. Feeling cute might delete later. I was trying to like, feeling cute might ink later. I don't know. Like, disappear. Another account tells of a man who was swimming near a blue hole around sundown. He was violently grabbed and pulled underwater. The swimmer managed
good happens when the sun goes down.
That's true.
It is true.
The swimmer managed to get away and get to shore, and later noticed he had huge sucker marks on his thigh where he had been grabbed.
Ooh.
Yeah. Once
it was just mermaids trying to learn the art of cupping.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mermaid cupping. I had to remember what that was. But like on unsuspecting people, does cupping not work on mermaids?
I don't think so.
Because they have no soul.
Yeah. Well, excuse me. I think you've taken this too far.
No, mermaids don't have souls.
Continue.
According to Hans Christian Andersen.
Well, he is not the expert on mermaids. Yeah, you heard me right.
What? How dare you? How dare you? Once, a few divers actively attempted to catch the Luska. At some point during their expedition, they realized something large and heavy was pulling on traps they had set and was breaking the lines. One of these traps was pulled so hard that the boat was dragged along at a speed of 1 knot.
That's not that fast?
I don't know. Look up knots. How fast are knots? And while I read the rest of this. At the time, the onboard sonar revealed what was later described by the crew as a large pyramid-shaped creature.
All right. 1 knot is 1.151 miles per hour.
Yeah. I mean, to drag a big heavy boat 1 mile an hour seems pretty significant.
I guess. I don't...
What? I mean, imagine if something grabbed your boat, anything, like a great white shark, and started to pull it away. Like, how fast do you think a great white shark could pull a boat?
Well, I mean, I've seen the Meg recently, and I understand that the Meg is bigger than a normal great white shark, but pretty fast. The Meg is a wonderful movie, by the way. Everyone should be watching it.
Yes, please watch it instead of continuing to listen to this. So after the boat was dragged for some distance, the line went slack and the trap was pulled up. The crew saw that the trap was twisted and bent out of shape.
Yikes.
Yeah. Yeah, yikes. They're actually on the TV show. I keep doing this thing, by the way. This is what I have to go back and edit. I don't know what it is, but I keep doing this.
Weird. I never noticed it before.
And I see them. I see it on the thing, and it's just like this spike. Cause...
And you can't just like soften that out?
Well, I'll just delete it. On the TV show, and it always happens when I'm like...
About to speak.
Mm-hmm. On the TV show Destination Truth, a team was sent to the Blue Holes in order to find evidence of the Luska. They discovered some quite unusual activity in the process. The Destination Truth team dove to a depth of 150 feet in a blue hole and found an opening in a wall. They used sonar and made contact with something huge that was in the water with the divers. At the same time, Josh Gates, the team leader, saw movement from something giant, which he first assumed was just part of the wall. No one was able to get a clear view of whatever this thing was, but the team was worried enough that Gates was pulled out of the water.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. Later, in a different spot, Gates dove down to 175 feet. The crew once again picked up sonar readings of something large, and once again Gates supposedly saw movement ahead of him, and yet he was unable to get a good look at it due to the murkiness of the water and the surrounding ripples and bubbles. Movement was picked up by FLIR cameras, indicating something large was nearby. The Destination Truth team became scared enough that they turned off the lights on their boat in order to avoid attracting the creature. When the footage was analyzed by the team later, they noticed something that looked like a large tentacle, which caused them to speculate that it was possibly a large octopus or squid.
Ocean is so scary.
It's so scary. Then that's why, of all of the cryptids, the most believable ones are in the ocean, because we just have no idea like what is going on there. I mean, and nor do we want to.
Mm-mm.
I don't want to be anywhere near the ocean. There's flesh-eating bacteria in the ocean.
I don't even like to dip my toes in the ocean.
Mm-mm. No, dip a toe, lose it. That's what I always say. A little fun fact, though. A half-shark, half-octopus creature appears as the main antagonist in the sci-fi original film Sharktopus. And returns in two official sequels, Sharktopus versus Terra Dracula.
Yeah, what?
Or no, sorry, I misread that. Terracuda. It's Sharktopus versus Terracuda. I'm sorry that made you sad. I know Terra Dracula is way better. What if he was a Dracula that turned into a pterodactyl?
Yeah. That, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
And fought a Sharktopus. I
legitimately want to see that film.
I know. We just came up with it. Let's write it. Let's pitch it. Let's pitch it to sci-fi.
We should.
And this one is not this. And Sharktopus versus Whale Wolf.
Well, I appreciate the name, though.
The Whale Wolf.
Silly.
So, tell me your thoughts on the Luska.
Yeah, I love the mythology surrounding it, but I do think it's just, you know, octopus or squid or something.
You think
like
it's
that.
A giant, like, yeah. Do you think that, well, because there's already giant octopus. Do you think it's a colossal octopus or squid, or do you think that this is a new creature, or?
No, I mean.
Do you think that it's a sharktopus?
I don't think it's a sharktopus.
No?
God doesn't love us enough to make sharktopuses.
Okay, so then we'll do this breakdown in like two categories or whatever. So 1 to 10. Likelihood of sharktopus.
0.
0. Okay. And then the 1 to 10 likelihood that there is some kind of creature in the blue hole, Dean.
Mm-hmm.
in the Dean's blue hole, that we will name this Luska Jeffrey Winger. Likelihood that Jeffrey Winger is a colossal squid or octopus.
Yeah.
Likelihood, 1 to 10.
10 out of 10 tentacles.
10 out of 10 tentacles? Mm-hmm. You're always very high on these 10 out of 10
tentacles.
or fangs.
I'm all or nothing.
It's true.
Yeah.
Anything else you would like to add to the proceedings?
I would enjoy going to the Bahamas, to
right.
the Blue Holes. So yeah, let's do it.
So Patreon.
Yeah.
So someone's got to start us a Patreon.
Yeah. You know, when we write our Terra Dracula story, it can take place at the Blue Holes of the Bahamas.
Yeah, we can even exclude the Sharktopus completely and just make it about Terra Dracula.
No, absolutely. I mean, obviously a shark of some kind needs to make an appearance, but
all right,
there are vampire sharks, you know.
That's true.
Or are they goblin sharks? Is that what I'm thinking of?
Yeah, you're thinking of...
Okay, I mean, the goblin shark can come into the movie at some point.
Yeah, he can have a pet goblin shark.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It would be wrong not to.
I agree. All right, well, so this is a little bit of a shorter episode, but I mean, that's all I have on the Luska. I was really expecting you to pick up the slack more on this one, so thanks a lot for that.
Well, I was told not to be so silly all the time.
No, that's not what you were told.
Oh, I was told to just be more funny.
No. Wow. You interpret things very strangely. I said, be yourself.
Oh.
That's what I actually said. Correct? Am I wrong?
You're not wrong.
That's right. That means that I'm right. Right?
I suppose, in a manner.
Say that.
You're right.
There you go. All right. Bye, everyone.
All right, bye. Love you.